Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Juan Benitez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. And now, play ball. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby takes first base on ball four. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Malley for the out. Shelby moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shelby moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shelby. Baines reaches second base with a double. Guillen moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Malley hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cangalosi moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beniquez fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer bunts towards the mound. Cowley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Beniquez hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pardo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwyer moves to third. Young moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Benitez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Malley hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0-for-2 in the game. Benitez strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benitez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tolleson strikes out. There goes Nichols. The throw from Pardo to second, and Nichols is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Cowley covering, for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young, who is chasing the ball. Cangalosi reaches third base with a triple. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cangalosi scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-3 in the game. Beniquez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nichols. Beniquez reaches second base with a double. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Young takes first base on ball 4. Bob James now pitching. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pardo strikes out. 1 out. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benitez moves to third. Young moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Shelby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi, who is chasing the ball. Shelby reaches third base with a triple. Benitez scores. Young scores. Bonilla goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 4 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Shelby scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, Orioles. Joel McKeon now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Oss now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kittle moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shelby. Walker reaches second base with a double. Kittle scores. Hewlett moves to third. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Walker moves to third. It's 5-3, Orioles. Brad Havens now pitching. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Hairston moves to second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Havens fields it and throws to home to get Walker. Hairston moves to third. Tolleson moves to second. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Havens fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.